Alabama is one of only six states that doesn't sell lottery tickets, but that could change soon. WABE's Tazneem Shama reports on the impact a lottery in Alabama could have in Georgia.
After years of opposition, the governor of Alabama now says legalizing the lottery is the only way to cover Medicaid costs. If lawmakers approve it, Georgia could lose lottery revenue because Alabamans could buy their tickets at home. Lucy Dedayan with the Rockefeller Institute of Government, a New York think tank, says there's a lot of interstate competition for gambling dollars.
If Georgia legalizes casinos, it's in a good position in collecting revenues for the next few years.
Emphasis on the last part, next few years. She says it's not sustainable and the market will soon be saturated. Alabama already has casino gambling, but those profits go to the Native American reservations. Whether it's Alabama with the lottery or Georgia looking for HOPE scholarship funding in casinos or horse betting, gambling revenues have been going down nationwide since the recession. Alabama lawmakers have until next week to decide whether to put the lottery measure on the ballot in November. Tazneem Shama, WABE News.